إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في كتاب التوحيد باب قول الله تعالى: إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين، وقوله تعالى: ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله، وقوله تعالى: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه مرفوعا: إن من ضعف اليقين أن ترضي الناس بسخط الله، وأن تحمدهم على رزق الله، وأن تذمهم على ما لم يؤتك الله. يؤتك الله، إن رزق الله لا يجره حرص حريص ولا يرده كراهية كاره. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من التمس رضا الله بسخط الناس رضي الله عنه وأرضى عنه الناس، ومن التمس رضا الناس بسخط الله سخط الله عليه وأسخط عليه الناس. I welcome all of you. Continue reading from the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed of the great scholar, the great Imam, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullah, from al-Mulakhas fi sharhi Kitab al-Tawheed of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan bin Fawzan, حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. This is a chapter that the Shaykh mentioned a couple of ayats, three ayats, and a couple of narrations from the proofs he has selected in this chapter. He began by the ayah 175 in Surah Ali Imran. It is only Shaitan, Satan, that suggests to you the fear of his awliya, his supporters and friends, the polytheists and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah and in his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do not fear them, but fear me if you are true believers. The Shaykh mentioned other ayats and other ahadith, but inshallah we go ahead as the Shaykh, he takes one proof at a time. مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First, the Shaykh mentioned the relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. What is the connection that this chapter have with التوحيد, with the subject of التوحيد؟ قال أنه لما كان الخوف من أجمع أنواع العبادة التي يجب إخلاصها لله تعالى نبه المصنف بهذا الباب على وجوب إخلاصه لله. Since al-khawf is usually translated as fear, is considered one of the most comprehensive of all acts of worship, and therefore has to be done solely for Allah, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Shaykh, he wants to draw the attention that it is an obligation that the person has, that the Muslim, they have ikhlas, sincerity in this regard, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing none but Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning of this آية in Surah Ali Imran, يقول الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ صالح الفوزان يخبر تعالى أن من كيد عدو الله يعني الشيطان، وهو عدو لا شك كما أخبر الله سبحانه وتعالى بذلك وأمرنا باتخاذه عدوا. يخبر تعالى أن من كيد عدو الله أنه يخوف المؤمنين من جنده وأوليائه لئلا يجاهدوهم ولا يأمروهم بمعروف ولا ينهوهم عن منكر، ونهانا أن نخافهم وأمرنا أن نخافه وحده، لأن هذا هو مقتضى الإيمان. فكلما قوي إيمان العبد زال خوف أولياء الشيطان من قلبه، وكلما ضعف إيمانه قوي خوفه منهم. The general meaning of this verse, the Sheikh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us that from the plots, the wicked plots of the enemy of Allah, from the enemy of Allah and Shaytan, that he use any means to make the believers be afraid of his army, of his supporters, those who are with the shaitan upon falsehood and upon shirk and upon dalal. Why? So that they don't strive against them. Okay? And they don't command them with good and forbid them from evil. So they're afraid of them. Cannot face them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a prohibition that we fear them. Rather, He commands us that we should fear Him alone. Be afraid of Him, not be afraid of the opponents, of the shaitan and his army and his supporters amongst the polytheists and the disbelievers. Because this is what consists of iman. Person upon iman and believe in Allah, being upon this beautiful religion of Islam, he's afraid of Allah, his creator. Allah is the disposer of all affairs. So therefore the Shaykh, he says, the stronger a person becomes in his iman, in his faith, you will find that this fear that he may have in his heart, it vanishes, it goes away from others, from shaitan and his helpers. So he's firm upon iman. He acts upon what Allah has commanded, stay away from the prohibitions, and he doesn't pay mind to the opponents, what they put in front of him on his path, what they say about him, because he's afraid of Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this doesn't mean that a person go reckless too, as the mashayikh they mention. No, you worship Allah and use the hikmah. This doesn't mean that a person be looking for trouble. But just in your heart, you're firm. Mashallah, nothing gonna happen. Yes, shaitan is an open enemy. He don't want no good for us, for the believers. And his army, same thing, on the same page. But they're not going to harm us except if Allah has decreed that. So we don't worry about that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And we're going to try our best to be a good servant, to apply this iman. And we preserve the limits of Allah by acting upon what He has commanded and staying away from what He has prohibited. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that golden advice to Ibn Abbas, يَحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظِ. Be righteous. Act upon what Allah has made obligatory upon you, and Allah will protect you. You see, protection is from Allah, not from bodyguards, not from wealth. Those are just means, people are means. Now, you put clothing on, you try to be safe, but protection is from Allah. You follow means. And this is one of the means to learn the Tawheed. To be strong in your iman, because Tawheed makes you stronger in your iman. And the Shaykh, he says, the stronger you are in faith, You won't be fearing these fears and people, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to me, people looking at me and this and that. That's not, because your heart is content with Iman. The Shaykh says, and the opposite is true. The weaker a person becomes in Iman, that fear grows more in his heart. You see? ما يستفاد من الآية. And the Shaykh mentioned some of the benefits of this ayah in Surah Al-Imran. أولا أن الله سبحانه أن الخوف عبادة يجب إخلاصه لله. That خوف is an act of worship. And therefore it has to be performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be for Allah alone, since it is an act of worship. Of course, the ulama, they mentioned that هناك خوف جبلي طبيعي. There is a fear that is normal, that a person is afraid of certain things that he has no ability to face. For example, you're walking, I don't know where, in a jungle, for example. Some people, they go to jungle. And you face a lion. What do you do? Yeah? At that moment, you're afraid or not? You're afraid. You feel that. Because that's the lion you're facing. You're not facing a cat. All right, or a goat. You see a goat, mashallah, you know, oh, mashallah, that nice goat. Oh, very goat. You try to give us some grass. But you see a lion, you do the same thing? Oh, lion. Yeah, right. You feel like, well, lying, that's normal. But you don't be afraid of the shaitan. Like that, some people, they're afraid of the shaitan and the armies of the shaitan. And they just, they look at them and they change the way they look and they don't go. SubhanAllah, some people, they hide their identity. They don't even want to be known as a Muslims. They're so afraid, because if they know I'm a Muslim, they're going to give me a hard time. They're going to fire me. No, I cannot. In job, I cannot tell them I'm Muslim. No Friday. No Friday. So all of this, they're afraid. What are you afraid of? You're a believer. You're upon the haq. أي نعم. ثانيا أن صرف الخوف لغير الله شرك. كأن يخاف من غير الله من وثن أو طاغوت أن يصيبه بما يكره. So now, having this khawf, or devoting this act of worship for other than Allah, is shirk. Is a shirk. And the Shaykh, he gave an example. Such as people, they are afraid of from my idols, or taghut, that they may afflict them with any bad. Now, some people happen, ya akhwan. In some areas, Muslims, they're afraid of dead people. Some dead person, and then the armies of the shaitan, the helpers of the shaitan, from the human being, because there is shayateen al-jinn wal-ins. There is devils amongst the jinn and human being as well, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran. So the armies of the shaitan, from amongst both, but from amongst the human being, they tell the laymen, the ignorant people, from those who don't know their tawheed and the iman, they come to them and they frighten them. If you don't do this, the wali in the grave is going to get you. You see? The wali in the grave is going to get you. And they do so many tricks, ya akhwan, you know. For example, especially in the villages, in some Muslim countries, in the villages, when they have these big tombs on this so-called wali, sometimes they be animals buried in there. And no wali, no nothing, not even a human being. And they build a big place and put it, make frightening too, scary. Almost like a movie they do it, a'udhu billah. They make it look scary and put some bushes in there, and it's scary. People don't even want to go through that way. But just in case, if somebody is going through that way, at night time, somebody come wearing I don't know what, And then they say, this is the army of the Wali, and if you don't do this, they're going to come and get you. And people who have, the people who have no iman, they're afraid. So what do you want to do? He said, you're going to slaughter two camels. And that man's miskin, he go and slaughter two camels, commit another act of shirk. Not only that he's afraid of them, and now he commit another act of shirk. Ask him to forgive you. That's another act of major shirk. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ ثَالِثًا التَّحْذِيرُ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Likewise, this is ayah from the ayat that warn us. Allah warn us against the plot and the wickedness of the shaytan. قال وقوله تعالى في سورة العنكبوت ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله. Of mankind are some who say we believe in Allah, but if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. وتمام الآية ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين. المعنى الإجمالي لهذه الآية في سورة العنكبوت يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله يخبر تعالى عن الداخل في الإيمان بلا بصيرة يخبر تعالى عن الداخل في الإيمان بلا بصيرة أنه إذا أصابته محنة وأذى من الكفار جعل هذا الأذى الذي لا بد أن ينال الرسل وأتباعهم ممن خالفهم جعل ذلك في فراره منه وتركه السبب الذي ناله من أجله كعذاب الله الذي فر منه المؤمنون ففر من ألم عذاب أعداء الله في تركه دينه إلى عذاب الله فكان كمن استجار من الرمضاء بالنار. The Shaykh says in this ayah, Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us about a type of people who enters into iman, but without knowledge. They believe. They say, Alhamdulillah, Allah is... They believe in Allah, but they did not study in the tawheed and the aqeedah to make them firm upon this iman, and therefore they will worship Allah upon knowledge. But these are some of the people who they are enter into iman but without knowledge. So one of the things that happened to these people and one of the behaviors of such people that when they are faced with a trial and a harm from the disbelievers, because the disbelievers, they're going to harm you in so many ways. What this person do because they are weak in iman, they don't have insight and basira and knowledge. He considers that what he's going through with these people, this human being, equal to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The Shaykh says, keep in mind, anyone who's upon the path of the messengers, he will endure hardship as the messengers did themselves. And they are the best of the creation. The messengers of Allah, they are the best of the creation, but they still endure a lot of hardship. If we read what happened to Nuh alayhi salam, the first messenger, for a long time. Some people cannot even stand a couple of minutes or a couple of hours. It is a messenger, min ulil azm, for years, long years. Da'watuhu, just the da'wah. The age of his da'wah was 1,000 years, except for 50 years. But they endure the hardship and they are patient. They are not afraid of the enemies, even though it is done to them many times. as in Sahih al-Bukhari, mentioned that Nuh alayhi salam, as Allah tells us, and you heard the recitation today, Salat al-Fajr, and Salat al-Fajr, that the messengers, and from the Nuh, they don't give up. They give the message. And they endure hardship. They get beaten, exiled from their homes and families. Some yet are killed. Prophets of Allah who invite the people to that which is good for them in this life and hereafter, yet some of them have been killed. But they are patient. So if anyone who is upon Iman, he's going to be tested. This is a test. You're going to be tested. But those who are weak in Iman, they don't know. Just Muslims by affiliation. They don't know the importance of seeking knowledge, especially this matter of aqidah and belief. Then they run away. Okay? From these people. Because of the harm that they encounter from them. Okay? So this way, they run from the pains that they may face and encounter from the enemies of Allah by living their religion and not acting upon it properly. And by them running from those things, they are running towards the punishment of Allah. You see? Subhanallah. They don't want to be persevered. They don't want to persevere and be patient and endure with patience and perseverance and be patient and turn to Allah and say, look, this is the dunya, this is not Jannah. I'm going to be tested. Those who are better than me are going to be tested. But who will take this approach? The one who has knowledge. The one who, somebody who don't even know anything about the messengers, doesn't know anything about the qada and the qadar, doesn't know about that this dunya is nothing but a test, and that the believers will be tested. The stronger a person, his iman, the more he will be tested, and it's good for him. They don't know these things. That's why they run away from this punishment or this harm, if it may not even happen. Because the shaitan and his army, they threaten and they say, are we going to do this? But it will never happen unless if Allah allowed. But the punishment of Allah is happening. Unless if Allah forgive you. You see? So these people, they run away from this. Some people cannot even take anything. And they give up their deen and that's it, man. Why I have to deal with this? Why I have to go through this? We don't know. If you still don't know why you have to go through that. This is the path of Jannah, man. This is now you want to be on the path. You want to be with the messengers. You want to have the Hur al-Ain, all wines, the rivers of wines in Jannah and the like. Well, hey, this is the path. Stick to it. Now, as soon as they have encountered one little problem, they make U-turn. Afraid of the shaitan and his army. And they don't remember the punishment of Allah. The Shaykh says these people really, they are like someone who running from extreme heat to the fire. Can you imagine? Usually people when it's very hot, where they run, where? To the cold. To something cool, cooler. It may not even be that much a difference. Somebody is like walking in the heat. Okay? Extreme heat, and he see a tree with the shade. Usually it's not going to be a big difference, right or wrong? If it's 120 degrees heat somewhere, still maybe under that tree, still 110. But there is somebody's better. Shade. He's like, he'll run to the shade. Does he run to an oven? Somebody's, I don't know, having a fire, burning things. He's like, excuse me, can I just go there, man? It's hot in here. What that person going to think about him? This guy must be crazy. Here is the tree right there. People come, they ask me, hey, can I just be under your tree? and get some shade. Now this person, he wanna run in the, you see. Likewise, people, they wanna avoid, you know, the harm of shaitan and his army by leaving the deen and not acting upon it. Okay? They're afraid, if I dress like this, if I grow my beard, and if I do that, if I go to the masjid, are people going to do this? This going to do to me? They're going to happen to me? Nothing's going to happen to you except if Allah decreed for you. You do, you try your best to be upon obedience. So now this is the type of this person who have no knowledge. Constantly afraid of others, afraid of the shaitan, afraid of the people, would keep him run away from that to the punishment of Allah, aliyyadu billah. Okay? And also the same person, because the ayah, as the Shaykh gave the completion of the ayah, but the attitude of this person changed when Allah gave grand victory to his faithful and righteous servants. Now he was like, hey, I was with you. I'm with you. I'm a Muslim too, man. I'm a Muslim. I'm a believer. Okay? Now he wants to. When the Muslims are going through hardship, he's like, no. He's on the other side. He's not standing with them. So when Allah grant them victory, now he show up. Hey, Muslim too, huh? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is all aware of what's in the heart of these people of nifaq, wal'iyadu billah, of hypocrisy. Munasabatu al-ayati lil-bab. The Shaykh mentioned the relevance of this ayah to this chapter. Qala, hafidhahu Allah, annaha afadat anna al-khawfa min al-nasi an yanaluhu bima yakrahu بسبب الإيمان بالله من جملة الخوف من غير الله المستلزم لضعف الإيمان. سبحان الله. So this ayah brings us a benefit that being afraid of the people. If a person is afraid of the people that they may afflict him any harm or something he disliked because of his iman in Allah, because of his faith of Allah in Allah, that's from the, is considered also from having khawf from other than Allah. Which is, once again, the result of da'f al-Iman, being weak in Iman. SubhanAllah. Just because now you're a believer, you're upon haq, don't be afraid that the people gonna harm you. And no, you do what you gotta do with hikmah. Wisdom. Remember, you're a da'i. You never know. Allah may open the door in front of you to call others to Islam. So you use hikmah and basira, but you're not afraid. Change your identity. And some people don't even want to pray around non-Muslims. And they're like, how can we pray? They're looking at us. Well, they ain't looking at you anyway. You're praying or not? That's true. What happens? Sometimes people, they don't want to stop and pray. Some people, they are in a car and they stop in a rest area, for example, and they don't pray. They pray in the car, sitting. Why can't we go out? It's not pouring. It's not there is war out there. It's not like, I don't know, snow and it's very cold that you cannot even get out. No, they're just afraid of the people. What people going to say to us? Somebody may come to us, somebody. And they pray. You can't pray like that. You have to get out of the car. Because al-qiyam ma'al qudra fil farida min arkani salat. Standing, if able, in the obligatory prayers is one of what? Pillars of salat. What? Which one? First one, ahsant. First one. Hina. First one. Standing, if able, in the obligatory prayers. That's the first pillar from the pillars of a salat. You leave it. Can you leave that or not? Can a person leave that?
If he doesn't have the ability.
Ahsant. If he doesn't have the ability, such as?
Cripple.
Somebody sick, cannot stand. What else?
Disabled.
Huh?
Disabled.
Yeah, disabled. Nah. Sick or disabled. Nah.
Extreme weather conditions.
Nah, if it's that need, yes. If somebody is somewhere and extremely, you know, the condition, the weather condition that will harm him, what else?
Someone may prevent him, such as if you're on the plane and you're not getting...
Ahsant.
You gotta sit down.
Nah. Traveling on a plane and Muslim not ask permission, like, hey, they says no. Regulations, nobody stand. No. Yes, he pray in his seat. What else?
In the box.
In the box?
Yeah. What they used to call the box.
What is that?
In the prison. They would actually put them in a box. They can't, there's no way to stand.
Ahsant. Yeah, that's what I was looking for too. Somebody be in a box. You know? You never know. Maybe somebody... They, like in jail, he says, somebody who's like did something bad, they take him out of the cell and they put him in this box which they just sit. They make it enough to sit, right or wrong. And then that's it. That person cannot even stand. That if he's a Muslim, still have to pray, sit in. Okay? Naam Abdurrahman. They cannot hear. The adhan or something?
No, he cannot hear.
MashaAllah. Zakallah khair. Barakallahu feek. Ayna. ما يستفاد من الآية أولا أن الخوف من أذى الناس بسبب الإيمان خوف من غير الله. There are person who is afraid of the people because of his iman. Okay. That's considered khawf from other than Allah. Okay? Iman, you be strong. You're not afraid. You pray in time. You're at work? No, supposedly you should say that in an interview. After you talk about everything, yes, I can do this, but I can't do this. This is what you do. I'm sorry, I can't do this. But now the job is halal, alhamdulillah, nothing, no violations, nothing haram. Now you got to stand for your belief. Now he says, okay, I have some requests too. If you can fulfill them, it's good. If not, it's more important than this job. What is it, sir, Mr. So-and-so? I'm a Muslim, I do pray, maybe if you know or not. Some people, they know, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, we have a couple of Muslims in here, so don't worry about it. Yeah, but that's not good. That's not always a good answer. If it, oh, don't worry, we have some Muslims. But some Muslims, they don't pray, nothing. They're just Muslims. No, you know? Now he says, look, I do pray. They may tell you, oh, well, these guys, they've been with us for years. Nobody ever pray or nothing.
They go on Friday.
Huh?
They go on Friday.
Oh, some of them go only on Friday. Some of them don't even know Friday, nothing. Some they say, look, just give me one Friday a year. They come up with their own rulings to the deen. Now you say to them, look, this and this. And don't be afraid, they're going to fire me. So what? If they fire you, it's only dunya. Don't remove yourself from doing what Allah commanded you to do. But wallahi, if you talk nicely, kindly, they usually give you those things. But what prevents the people from this fear? I made them. I'm going to talk to them. But what if they fire me? Of course, if they fire you, it's written. They fire you for good cause. They're not fire you for stealing, for coming late. They fire you for trying to hold on to your deen. And usually don't fire you for those things. I tell them I'm Muslim, I pray. And explain to them. Because when we do them and pray, they think their prayers, their church, 3 hours. Only once on Sunday. They go trapped in a prayer, in their prayer. Ah, it's like, are you going to pray? Say, look, man, this guy doesn't take. It takes 5-10 minutes. And I'm going to do it on my breaks. Alright? I just want a room. Do you have any room? Clean, away from noise. Because you have to have khushu'. Well,
Wallahi, ya akhi, wallahi, you will be amazed.
Yes.
Non-Muslims will facilitate that for you. Bi-idnillah. Don't say, it's a good manager. What about Allah who facilitate that? Thank Allah. That manager didn't do nothing to you without Allah's leave and permission. Yeah, he did it. He's a kind person, but thank Allah first. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
You know, say Alhamdulillah. That this non-Muslim, by Allah's will, is assisting me to pray. You know. ثانيا وجوب الصبر على الأذى في سبيل الله. You're on the path of Allah. You have to endure hardship and be patient. You got to, man. فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. Allah said to the Prophet ﷺ, be patient. And as those messengers of strong will were patient. Isa, Musa, Ibrahim and Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. You're on the path of Allah. Okay? So, of course, Shaitan's not going to leave you alone. That's his main purpose. Shaitan's main purpose is this. To go after the believers. The more you, whenever you say to yourself, look, man, I said, man, I've been doing all this wrong way. I got to be straight, man. I don't know what death come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, enough is enough. I got to be straight. So Shaitan's going to come at you more. Because before he has you with whatever he has for you, and you've been out there, now you're like, no, I don't want this anymore. He's going to come in person to get you. So what do you do? If you're really strong and you know what you're doing, you don't care. People going to work. It's like somebody going to work, and he knows he needs that job. Start raining. Does he go, you make your turn and go home? He go home? Doesn't. Get a flat tire. He's like, I'll quit. I ain't going to no job today. Does he? No, he's straight. What if that same person, he's just going to the park for a walk, start pouring, raining, what do you do? Keep going to the park? No, they don't. He go back home. He go back home. Yeah, you're going to the Jannah, man. You're on the path of the Jannah. You make your turn and go back to dunya? Go back to what you used to do before? No, make no U-turn, man. You're on the path of Allah. What is it, rain or sunshine? Doesn't matter. Yeah, you're a servant of Allah. Our job and our focus is to stay on this path. That's it. But what's on the path? We ask Allah for ease. That's best. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease. Because we're human beings, man. Don't ask for trouble. Some people may think, those who are being tested, mashallah, all this. Oh Allah, test me. Don't ask those questions. You may not be able to handle it. Don't. Ask Allah salama. Ask Allah afiyah. But a part of iman, you believe that Allah is able to do all things and He's the all wise. Now He's going to test you to see where you stand with your iman. It's not just a statement by the tongue. A believer, salafi, strong, Allah Akbar. Tested, we failed the first test. No. You're going to say this is a test. Allah Akbar. I'm going to endure it. How? If you know, do it. If you don't, ask those who know. How I approach this, ya akhi. Don't give up. Imagine people, they give up. They give up. If you have an empty can of what? I don't want to give a soda. Soda is not a good example. That's why we give it as that. You have an empty can of soda and somebody run and snatch it out of your hand. What do? Run after him? You say, thank you, guy. Save me a trip to the trash can. Right or wrong? Are you run? Somebody in his right mind run after somebody who snatched an empty can of soda from his hand? What if you just get your paycheck? And you just cashed it and you get that cash in your hand. Somebody snatched it out of your hand. What do you do? Oh, say the same thing. Oh, thank you, man. What do you do? You run after him. You stand because this is valuable. The other one is not. People. people, they do it. Some people, because of weakness of iman, they do it the other way. They want to fight and stand for bizarre things. And things that is for iman and from the deen, no. They don't want to stand for it. He want to fight if you step on his shoes. I want to fight you, man. But the sahaba been cursed and been talked about, and they say, hey, no, that's on him. It's on you too, man. What are you doing about it? So it's very important. Be firm upon the deen. Shaitan is going to try to pull you out. But the shaitan, he just invites, sent invitations. He has no power whatsoever. He just sends invitations. So when you get these invitations, just disregard them. Tear them apart to pieces. Burn them down. And if you don't have no fuel and no tools, what are you going to do? Some people are helpless. Okay? ثالثاً دناءة همة المنافقين. Also this ayah highlights how low and base the hypocrites are. They have no ambition whatsoever. If you don't have ambitions, you don't have goals, you're not going to keep going. You're not going to make progress. Why people make progress? What push people to make progress? Huh? And go. They have a goal. I want to get to here. That's why they keep going. Somebody want to climb the mountain. They know that if that person says, I'm going, I want to make it today to the top of this mountain. Inshallah. So what is the top of the mountain? From where is he standing? Where is it?
It's a long way up.
It's a long way up. Not just a long way up. No smooth path. No wall colliders. Incline. And you get even deeper. But this person, if he's determined, especially if he has a reason why he's going up there, why he want to go there, who can give me a reason why a person will go through a hardship, to climb that 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, with all of the hardship? Well, what are the reasons? Why people do this thing, for what?
Recognition.
You see? Recognition. For show off. So that his name be said, oh man, he's the first one, and see? What else people do it for? What reason?
Exercise.
Money. For money?
Competitions.
Yeah, competitions.
The experience.
Experience. What else?
Better air.
Better air. I think the air is like their change, the other way.
Yeah.
The higher you go, you be
thinner.
Hey, get thinner and stuff, hey now. What else?
The reward.
The reward from who? The award, maybe. The reward is from Allah, the awards are from the people.
No.
People can only award you with a trophy. But it's different. Somebody wants to go, he's like, look, this is the mountain of Allah. You see what species in here, especially you go up there, mashallah, and look at all the mountains and the valleys and contemplate and reflect. You see, that's two different things. So I'm going to go up there if he can and contemplate and reflect. As long as he doesn't put himself in extreme hardship. But the hypocrites, they don't do this. They don't have this. They don't want to claim no mountains, but those who claim the mountains and bring the good, they're like, oh, listen, what with you? We was going to go with you. We were going to go, man. We have a good intention. We were going to go. No. You see? Rabi'an, ithbatu ilmi Allahi ta'ala. Ithbatu ilmi Allahi ta'ala. And number three, this ayah affirmed the ilm of Allah. Allah has knowledge of what is concealed in the breasts and the hearts of the people. People can claim iman, strong days, but Allah knows the reality. And we too, we have to pay attention to this. Says Allah is al-alim. So we have to really consider the grounds we're standing on. Not just claim Salafiyya, claim this, Sunnah, claim this, this. No. Okay, so, but in reality, that Allah knows. Where do you stand? I know. It's very important for us to, because what matters is not what the people know of you. What matters is what Allah knows of you. And Allah knows everything. The people, they may know some, and they may be wrong, they may misinterpret it, they may even overpraise you. Yes, people do that. Now, you find one person calling you names, the other person praising you. And you're like, what's this? You may go to a community, a father checking up a brother, for example, he wants to marry his daughter. He may ask one person, a brother, oh yeah, that's the best brother, subhanAllah, it's good. You go to another guy, that? A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, that's not a good brother. So now what is the thing? Allah knows, ya akhi. So, and we have to prepare for that, and we don't delay until we stand in front of Allah, subhanahu. We're going to stop here. We're going to continue, inshallah, next time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم.